Cardinals. More hiring, less unemployment. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is in the new report just out with better numbers than October.
Job creation was slightly stronger than expected in November. There were 199,000 new positions created. The unemployment rate declined to 3.7%.
This is Fox's Jenny Casola. Hunter Biden has been indicted again. The first one related to buying a gun. Now he's facing 9 federal tax charges.
The president's son, Hunter, is accused of financial crimes that could put him in prison for 17 years, including failure to pay taxes in 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2019, failure to file returns in 2018, that's a felony. Tax evasion in 2018, that's a felony too. The government alleges between 2016 and October 15th, 2020, the defendant spent his money on drugs, escorts, and girlfriends, luxury hotels and rental properties, exotic cars, clothing, and other items of a personal nature.
Fox's Peter Doocy at the White House. There's a push today at the UN Security Council for another ceasefire in Gaza, warning of a humanitarian catastrophe, but Israeli government spokesman Alon Levy blames Hamas for using civilians as shields.
IDF troops continue intense close-quarter combat with Hamas terrorists in Khan Yunis and in the north as we continue to dismantle the Hamas terror state.
A man's due in court today in Albany, New York, to face a federal charge of illegally possessing a firearm the day after he's accused of firing shots outside a synagogue in Albany on the first day of Hanukkah, then shouting Free Palestine. A woman's in custody in Georgia, accused of trying to burn down the house where Martin Luther King Jr. was born, pouring gasoline on the porch. But she was stopped, Atlanta Battalion Fire Chief Jerry DeBerry says.
If the witnesses hadn't been here and interrupted what she was doing, I mean, it could have been a matter of seconds before the house was engulfed in flames.
Those witnesses were two off-duty New York City cops visiting at the time. They held her until Atlanta officers arrived. America's listening to Fox News.
With the holidays upon us, the increase in traveling, shopping, and connecting online also heightens the need to protect your identity and finances with LifeLock. Identity thieves see this time of year as an opportunity to drain your accounts, open new loans in your name, and damage your financial future. LifeLock detects and alerts you to the threats you might miss on your own. Don't let the busy holiday season catch you off guard. Save up to 25% off your first year with promo code CLAY. LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Former President Trump will be back on the witness stand in New York on Monday to testify again at the Trump Organization civil trial. The judge he calls a lunatic already ruled that the company committed fraud in misleading financial transactions.
The whole case is a fraud. What they've done is they've weaponized justice, and this is coming from the White House.
The former president outside the courthouse yesterday again claiming they did nothing wrong. New York also is the latest state out of several to try to keep him off the 2024 ballot.
A group of state senators in New York have sent a letter to the State Board of Elections demanding former President Donald J. Trump not be included on the ballot for New York's Republican presidential primary. The letter was written by Democratic state senators and claims the former president incited the January 6th Capitol riot and is therefore ineligible to run under the U.S. Constitution's Insurrection Clause.
Fox's Evan Brown. Days after a contentious hearing in Congress into anti-Semitism on college campuses amid loud pro-Palestinian protests there, the University of Pennsylvania's president's under more pressure to step down.
Penn's president, Liz McGill, was asked if calling for the genocide of Jews constitutes bullying and harassment. She said it depended on the context during the hearing. The following day, though, she said in a video statement that that kind of language actually is threatening.
These policies need to be clarified and evaluated. Penn must initiate a serious and careful look at our policies, and Provost Jackson and I will immediately convene a process to do so.
But the Wharton Business School is now calling for her to resign, and on top of the donor withdrawals, asset manager Ross Stevens is threatening to withdraw a planned $100 million gift to the university. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down before the opening bell. In the NFL, New England beat Pittsburgh 21-18 on Thursday Night Football. In the NBA, the LA Lakers and Indiana both won. They'll advance to the final of the in-season tournament. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Impact Life said it's hosting the blood drives ahead of Christmas and New Year's in order to maintain a strong and stable blood supply through the holidays. Types O positive and O negative blood is specially needed, along with platelets from all blood types. Three blood drives that Impact Life has scheduled taking place in Decatur, Gifford, and Mahomet. Illinois Farm Bureau delegates passed several CO2 pipeline resolutions at the Farm Bureau's annual meeting. The first supports legislation prohibiting the use of eminent domain for CO2 pipelines. Second calls for a moratorium on CO2 pipelines until the Federal Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration's rulemaking process is complete. Future of the University of Illinois Historic Arena may be on thin ice. Maintenance at the U of I Ice Arena has been a slippery subject in the past few years. Now administrators trying to figure out what to do with the space. Campus Recreation Executive Director said he's all for doing what the students want, but it might come at a cost. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
What do you mean, no ice arena? Is that what we're kind of hinting there?
Right.
Don't we want an ice rink here?
Right. I thought we were looking at some hockey action.
Well, it wouldn't have been there. They were going to build a whole new thing, and that felt...
Right, that's true. Yeah. But
anyway, I know a lot of people like ice skating. Maybe not enough.
I sure like our team, Stevie J, with Jim Miller providing that little food for thought for us. And our meteorologist, Greg Solier.
Well,
people are taking note in Tolono, Greg. We've got our tree lighting right around 6 o'clock, and we're hoping showers don't damper our celebration for Christmas.
Yeah, I think they'll stay away from you guys.
Okay, good.
I think you'll be in good order. You know, a healthy wind, so make sure Rudolph and Santa and everything else and the glitter and the Garland are tied down good and tight. But yeah, probably this evening temperatures still somewhere above 50 degrees. And that's pretty amazing for this December calendar date. So get out and enjoy today and even a few hours tomorrow after the rains move out quickly. We'll get into a few dry hours of some mixed sunshine before winds turn westerly and temperatures begin to slide. No Arctic air, no 1-2 punch coming our way. We'll just ease back down to more seasonal levels and nothing more than a snowflake or two in the air. And if you were to look at the colored pencil lines out to just about the 20th, even the 25th of December, Christmas time, ought to be in fairly good order. And another big warm-up in sight here beginning late next week. Speaking of the warm-up, 44 already at Willard and Savoy. Readings in the 48-degree range over at Danville, 44 at Bloomington Normal. Later on this afternoon, we'll top out at 57, even 60 from here on southward. Partly sunny, windy, and seasonably warm and mild. Got any shower activity initially stays probably down towards Lake Shelbyville in the late afternoon, early on this evening. But one or two will get going here before midnight. More widespread rains after midnight. Lows near 50 tomorrow. Windy, turning cooler. Some showers early to mid-morning. A break. Some peaks of sun. Clouds fill back in later in the day. And temperatures in the 50s in the morning fall to the 40s in the afternoon. Clouds, colder, a bit windy. Maybe a snowflake in 37 on Sunday. Up near 40 on Monday. Low to mid-40s Tuesday and Wednesday with another snow flurry chance in the morning. And then here comes another big warm-up next Thursday and Friday with sunshine at 45 to 50 degrees. For Stevie J. Brock, casting a delicious Greg Solgay.
Well, good to have Crystal Hogue on. How are you, Crystal?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, but forgive me. I've not heard of CHM Bible Theater. Tell me about what you have coming up and what you do.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, CHM Bible Theater is a production of different arts and plays in our community. We do have an upcoming Christmas gala. The Christmas Story that's going to be presented at the I Hotel in the Heritage Hall on December 16th at 3 p.m.
Okay.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah. How's the I Hotel converting to your spot to do this?
Mm-hmm. Well, carefully, right? So they're putting together a stage. We have, of course, a live band as well, too, that's going to be playing Christmas music. You get to see kids acting out the stories of Christmas, as well as adults in different roles and costumes and music and sound effects and all that great thing.
Sounds awesome. How did you get this started, Crystal?
Well, we started back in 2004,
wow.
Actually. Yeah, it's been around for a while. We did productions in Chicago, in Indiana as well, and now in Champaign. And so what we like to do is be able to reach out to the churches, the schools, other youth organizations in the community to bring together different actors and actresses, people that love creativity. you know? Mm-hmm. So it's giving them a chance to be in plays, and not just plays, but also they get a chance to draw and arts and crafts and things like that to make the play become alive on stage.
I said a number of years ago, I think this country needs a revival, and maybe this is all part of that, because we're seeing more Jesus ads on TV and sporting mm-hmm. events and everything else, and here we have, you know, this production coming. I think there's a lot more activity and curiosity into faith in the Christian faith than there has been in a while.
Oh, absolutely. And the Bible is true. And this is one thing that we do like to do, is bring the story alive. And a lot of people don't pick up their Bible and read it. Mm-hmm. But one thing that we like to do is to be able to take those characters out of the Bible and allow our actors to bring those characters to life on stage. And that means putting together costumes, makeup, understanding the history of that character, understanding the history of the Bible. They bring it to life, and then we add music to it. We add special effects, sound, voices, and so forth to make it come to life. And so, yeah, this is a beautiful thing, and I love to see the different personalities, the diversity. We have ages 5 to actually 80 years old.
Awesome. That's awesome. All right, The Christmas Story, iHotel, December 16. How do we get tickets, Crystal?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Please go to our website at www.chmbibletheater.com. .org, and that's spelled with an R-E. Yes, and click on the purchase ticket tab.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, I hope it goes well. Great chatting. Great meeting you. Keep it going. Let us know your other productions, and happy to help.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas to you. CHM Bible Theater, The Christmas Story, iHotel Conference Center, December 16.
Yes, chmbibletheater.org.
All right, ESPN 93.5. We're going to check your sports headlines. Illinois in action. Tennessee, they're in Knoxville for an 11 a.m. tip-off tomorrow. The Fighting Illini, a lot of buzz around the country because of their big win at Madison Square Garden. Can they do 3 tough ones in a row? I mean, at Rutgers against number 11 Florida Atlantic, they won that. And now can they possibly beat an extraordinarily good team at home, the Tennessee Volunteers in Knoxville, Tennessee tomorrow? We'll see. We're going to know.
That's right. 11 a.m. tip-off, and go Illini. Our Illini women in action on Sunday at 2, taking on Michigan. The only Big Ten score to note yesterday was Iowa State taking down Iowa. That final was 90-65. On to the NFL, where New England's Patriots beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 21-18, and you were noting that Pittsburgh Steelers have lost to some teams that have had
2-10 records the last two games. Yeah, so the Steeler fans are not happy, okay. And Pittsburgh's now on the cusp of getting out of the playoffs.
Oh,
you know what? It's just a kind of an attrition thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you have a quarterback that's still healthy, you're one of the fortunate ones. There's just quarterbacks going down left and right. There are a bunch of matchups this weekend where there's no starting quarterback. It's mm-hmm. always the backup. Tommy DeVito. New York Giants.
New York Giants.
He's kind of a
QB.
He's kind of a thing out there. People kind of like Tommy DeVito.
Starting to embrace that.
Well, how about that? That's exciting. Former Atlanta quarterback last year was Tommy DeVito, and he's starting for the New York Giants in place of an injured quarterback. So anyway, I've heard buzz about Tommy, and that people kind of like him because he's a Jersey kid, 15 minutes from the stadium.
That's right.
And he's living at home. He's still living at home.
I love
that. Good for Tommy DeVito. I love it.
So we also have Detroit in Chicago to face the Bears. And some of the things you're seeing on the crawl is about Justin Fields and if he'll last through the season.
I don't know. The 86% chance that the Bears get the number one pick because they have Carolina's pick. They have their own pick. And they're talking, will they get a quarterback? I don't know. I mean, mm-hmm. Justin Fields, is he their guy? I don't know.
The Colts in Cincinnati and Panthers and Saints coming up on Sunday.
Colts in Cincinnati, two mm-hmm. backup quarterbacks
yep.
starting there. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
Duke hires Penn State's Manny Diaz as the new head coach. That's another trending story out of college sports. NHL action, Blackhawks over Anaheim 1-0 yesterday. We're also seeing that the LA Lakers will face the Pacers in this in-season NBA tournament that's been happening. So that's a thing. And John Rahm leaves the PGA in 2024 for LIV Golf.
But please, somebody please explain this. I thought they merged. I don't get anything about
And could this be part of it?
I don't know. But what's the big story if he's moving to the left side of the building versus the right?
Right.
So I'm totally confused. It's just changed the whole thing because the Saudis wanted to buy a bunch of people and don't
think this contract is worth $300 million for.
Let's see a show of hands. Keep one hand on the wheel, please. Let's see a show of hands at who take $300 million to go play golf. And they don't only have to play 4 days. It's 3 days.
Right.
And I think they can wear shorts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, how dare they wear shorts? Because in PGA, you have a dress code. You can't wear shorts.
I see.
Anyway, I don't know. Three rounds versus four. Plus, I'm just questioning the competitive nature of that. How could you possibly care? How could you go out and make a clutch putt, and if you don't, who cares? I got $300 million. I just won the lottery.
Well, and they have that 54-hole tournament with the shotgun start style, too.
Oh, gosh. What are you starting on, Frank? Yeah, I'm on 14. Where are you? It's like a scramble.
I know.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I mean, but I get it. I'm not going to sit here and say I wouldn't, you know, it's just money talk. Oh, I can't be bought. Bull crap.
But I guess.
You can be bought. It's just every man, every woman, they have a price. And there's a number that you'd say, well, the tradition, you know, it's good to evolve and change. Hey, you just go. I mean, $300 million, that's like $100 million more than Dustin Johnson. How's he feel?
Wow. The LIV Golf CEO and commissioners, Greg Norman. I didn't realize
I
that.
I thought he was out. I thought they merged. Right. I have no idea.
Anyway.
What happened to my game?
The flop thickens.
But again, competitively, why would you be able to really compete if it doesn't matter? There's a lot of people playing golf and they survive. There's that I've got to shoot low or I'm out and I don't get my job next year. They got to be the one top 125. Listen, it opens up opportunities for all the Atlanta golfers that go through.
Sure.
So all guys go pro because the thing is thinned out, certainly. And so you can say that they're not the best golfers in the world in the PGA anymore. There's a lot of good ones. Good is relative. They're great based on anybody else. But it just, LIV Golf has bought the sport. And we allowed it to happen. I don't know how you stop it. It's a free market.
Right.
But I'm not blaming them for taking the money. I mean, at some point, hey, you might be a guy that's worth $100 million, but if somebody's giving you $300 more million, it's not going to change your day-to-day life, but it does give you more generational wealth, I guess.
It says PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan described the December 31st framework agreement deadline as firm.
Okay, so I don't get it. All right, Busey, proud to give back to the communities, doing the right thing. They do a lot for the communities. Busey is very active. Their associates give 20,000 plus hours a year. There are a couple of hundred associates that are on boards, and they raise money. Heck, combined, they've raised almost $750,000 just in community stuff.
That's right.
Where they are. If you want to read the impact report, it is available. You just go to their website. You can go to busey.com/impact. You can learn about their corporate sustainability practices, how they train, how they reinvest in activities and developing their people, their charitable initiatives, their governance practices, all there. Plain and simple, just go read it. It's busey.com/impact. Busey for over 150 years, member FDIC.
Tabman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
The Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center is selling passes to the indoor pool 50% off. December 4th through the 8th, visit the Indoor Aquatic Center at 102 East Michigan in Urbana. Buy passes for admission to the pool for lap swimming or the winter break public swim sessions. Open for public swim December 20th through January 3rd from 1:30 to 5:30 p.m. Punch cards are a great way for families and groups to enjoy the pool for a discount. To learn more, visit urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Banning vicinity and a nice spell of December weather. One more final day's worth, at least for this week. Up to about 57 this afternoon, even at 60 south of Champaign County. Partly sunny skies, gusty south wind, maybe a rain shower or two to our west and south late this afternoon. Otherwise, a couple of showers around this evening, more widespread rains. After midnight tonight, breezy, mild for a December night, lows near 50. Tomorrow up to about 55 midday, then falling temperatures into the 40s for the afternoon. A couple of showers for the morning, some peaks of sun midday and afternoon. Winds will shift around west-northwest at 15 to 25 and gusty. Colder air tomorrow night, lows near 30. Windy, colder, but more seasonal highs for the day on Sunday. Maybe a snow flurry or two around with a high to about 37, up near 40 on Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday, both days, perhaps a couple of morning snow flurries around 42 on Tuesday, highs to 44 on Wednesday. 40s for Thursday, close to 50 and above for next Friday and the
following. I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Job creation was slightly stronger than expected in November. There were 199,000 new positions created. The unemployment rate declined to 3.7%. The end of the United Auto Workers strike resulted in a step up in manufacturing. The labor force participation rate rose to 62.8, a sign of people returning to the workforce. Your next Apple device could be made in India or Vietnam. Multiple reports say Apple will be making iPads in Vietnam and is looking to produce a quarter of its iPhones in India over the next 3 years. Honeywell is buying Carrier Global's security unit for nearly $5 billion. The unit makes electronic locks for hotels and hospitals. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. I mean, if you were taking the Fighting Illini basketball team before this road trip and you said we're going to play at Rutgers, which has been very tough on us, have not won in 5 years out there, and then you're playing national TV Madison Square Garden with a Final Four team with 14 of the 15 players that played on that team back, and then you go to Tennessee and Knoxville, you're going to say, well, if we just win one, and obviously two out of three, I think all of us would have taken. And now is this not, as we talked about the Philo Tavern, is this not house money? Did you not just win a jackpot, now you're just playing with their money?
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, you're trying to win tomorrow. I think this will be the toughest of the three because it's in their home court. And Tennessee's very athletic and very, very good. I've seen them play. They're long and they're good and they're physical. So we'll have to do a lot of things well to beat, you know, Tennessee at Tennessee. Tennessee comes here next year, I think. It's kind of home and home. So what the heck? Let's strap it on. Let's see what we got. And, you know, again, worst case, we won two out of three on that trip, which, again, before it started, I think most Illini fans would totally take two out of three of those three.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come back, and I think we have Colgate.
That's right, December 17th.
Yep.
At noon.
22nd or 3rd for the Missouri game. The
bragging rights.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a 3 o'clock. No, that's the women.
Men should be evening national TV, I think. I mean, but I don't know if we can beat Missouri. They just got our number. Look back in the matchups.
Yeah.
Tell me the last time. It was Revonte Rice, the last guy to... I mean, they've just been dominating us.
Right.
It's a crazy series because that kind of goes in streaks. And they're on one because I know we're better than they are, but I don't know if we'll beat them. I mean, right. that stupid game. I mean, I'm so frustrated. It's unbelievable. And they beat us by what? 30? A couple years? I mean, let's see if we can beat Missouri.
Right.
And then... Farley Dickinson? So,
and I think that's the 22nd.
Yeah, I think so.
So that's kind of
border
in the zone.
War. Yeah, and I don't know Missouri's 8 o'clock start record on or anything. I don't know.
So
I,
Farley Dickerson is the 29th at 8 o'clock.
And then we start really get it going.
Yep, January 2nd, yep. Northwestern.
Yep, and they're in town. They beat Purdue, so what the heck.
Then at Purdue, yeah. Who's ranked number 4, right. January 5th at 7:30.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
No, let's see how good we are. I think we're very old and very long. That means long means tall. In that terminology in basketball, we're a long team that creates problems. So if you're 6'6 and 6'7, you're guarding a 6'2 guy, chances are he's going to be worried about getting it over you. Got to fake you out or get a ball screen or something because you can't shoot over a guy that much taller, mm-hmm. that much reach,
mm-hmm.
and athletic. Imagine Ty Rogers on the point guard or even Marcus Damask. He's 6'7.
Marcus Damask. I mean,
he's 6'7". You're thinking he doesn't look 6'7". He's 6'7". He's the same as Luke Goody, 6'6", 6'7". So we'll
with
see.
33 points the last game.
Now,
Terrence Shannon Jr.
Everybody's saying that. Marcus Damask, can he score 30? No. But he can get you 15, 20. I mean, maybe he steps up the game after that, knowing that he's now one of our prominent scorers. I think he can be second to Terrence Shannon. Uh-huh. Certainly Coleman Hawkins is a guy that does so much defensively. And again, as much trouble as he had shooting the ball the other night, he made the three ball we had to have.
Yeah, that really built up the momentum for us.
Well, we were only up two. You miss that shot, you go down.
Right.
I mean, it was critical, and he took his time, and he made it. And we were up five mm-hmm. again. Then he gets fouled and makes both free throws for Coleman Hawkins. He doesn't make free throws. So it was a darn good clutch Coleman Hawkins, which felt good too. So
in Madison Square Garden, a marquee game against number 11 Florida Atlantic, 98-89 win.
As Christian, my son, said, I think I mentioned yesterday, you know, I'm not exactly sure some of these opponents coming up, don't really know them too well, but I do feel good about my team. And that's true. That's very true. Right now, I don't know. And again, sorry. March, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah.
The success of this season will be determined in March. This is not fair.
Yeah.
I know.
Right.
Enjoy the ride, but the bottom line is everybody's going to be disappointed if this team doesn't make the second weekend. So, and to win a game in the NCAA used to be the first game if you had a high seed. No problem. Everything's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stupid competitive and very difficult to win any basketball game in the tournament.
I have looked up our some statistics now for Missouri. We've won 33 and lost 20, but last year was 93-71.
93-71 last year. Look at the last five. I don't know. Have we won the last 5 years? I mean, the series goes in streaks. If you look,
in 21. 88-63.
How about before that? I think it's 5 out of 6. It's something crazy because every time I'm thinking of that game,
It's loss, loss, loss in 20, 19, and 18.
So it would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 22. We lost, so 4 out of 5. They won 4 of the last 5. It feels like all of them.
That's
so,
right.
I forgot about 21. All right, so let's go beat Missouri along
there
the way.
There you go.
But Colgate, you know, once we get past this weekend, I guess it's Colgate. Is that right? I don't even know. Anyway, Illinois, Tennessee, 11 a.m., Knoxville, Tennessee, the home of the Volunteers.
Yes.
And let's just go see what happens. 11 a.m. is the tip, so we'll know early on. I think it's going to be a good basketball game. I think they're going to shove us around a little bit, and we'll probably be really tested at the free throw line. But if we have Damask, Goody, Shannon shooting our free throws, I'll feel pretty good. And a huge part is Luke Goody, who's on every week with us. With Lon and Derek, Luke Goody being sitting, you can't double on a guy if Luke's in the game because he'll make the three. He's shooting 46% from three-point line.
Mm-hmm.
The team shot 28% last year as a team. That was awful. And now you got Luke Goody, a healthy Luke Goody. It's just wonderful. If he gets a look with his feet planted, good night. He's going to make most of those.
Well, I like we have some downtime, too. As you mentioned, Colgate is December 17th at noon. So we have some time to recuperate.
There's another
from
week.
The,
we have a week off.
Right.
We just
and
had
then
a week
after,
off.
After Colgate, it's not until the 22nd, Missouri. So that's
But I mean, you're telling me that after Saturday, we're done till the week from
Sunday
Tuesday?
Sunday the 17th.
Sunday the 17th. All right. So we got... okay, so we play Saturday and we're done to, with 8 days.
Right.
I think the team's probably cringing because last time they had a gap. It was the hardest practice since Luke Goody's been here. They practiced like crazy and ran a lot and did conditioning. But look what's happened.
Conditioning is what Brad Underwood said.
Go ahead and go run to that thing and come come back really fast. Anyways, but look what how we've played.
Right.
Uh-oh, we're going to have to do that again? No, hey, if the results are there, the guys aren't going to mind. Plus, they're older. I bet they complain less than the young guys because they're old, mature, old team. 217-359-2255 or Steve Roffer from PDR Automotive. If you want to go to GoSteever.com for that, you can text in any other thoughts. We're going to break for news. Be right back. We'll play that Jimmy Failla interview coming up. Don't miss that next, 8:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A few more jobs were created last month than most economists expected.
The Labor Department says there were 199,000 new positions created. The unemployment rate declined to 3.7%. The labor force participation rate rose to 62.8%, a sign of people returning to the workforce.
Fox's Jenny Casola. The president's son, Hunter Biden's facing 9 new federal tax charges, 3 felonies that his attorney says are the result of Republican pressure. A woman's accused of pouring gasoline on Martin Luther King Jr.'s childhood home and trying to set it on fire.
Atlanta Battalion Fire Chief Jerry DeBerry saying,
if the witnesses hadn't been here and interrupted what she was doing, I mean, it could have been a matter of seconds before the house was engulfed in flames.
Two visiting off-duty New York City police officers restrained the woman. The motive for the attempted arson not yet known.
Fox's Jack Callahan. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. An organization known for providing roadside assistance celebrating the opening of the newest office in Champaign, American Automobile Association, held a grand opening at their new location at 410 West Town Center Boulevard, AAA founded more than 115 years ago. Illinois State Police have filed updated rules to promptly implement the state's assault weapon registry. It comes less than a week before state police will appear before a top committee of lawmakers to see if they approve the amended language. Assault weapon ownership in Illinois have until the end of this month to register their firearms. Future of the University of Illinois Historic Arena may be on thin ice. Maintenance at the U of I Ice Arena have been a slippery subject in the last few years. Now administrators trying to figure out what to do with the space. Campus Recreation Executive Director said he's all for doing what the students want, but it might come at a cost. And that's a look at what's happening on your Friday. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Banning vicinity and a nice spell of December weather. One more final day's worth, at least for this week. Up to about 57 this afternoon, even at 60 south of Champaign County. Partly sunny skies, gusty south wind. Maybe a rain shower or two to our west and south late this afternoon. Otherwise, a couple of showers around this evening. More widespread rains after midnight tonight. Breezy, mild for a December night. Lows near 50. Tomorrow up to about 55 midday, then falling temperatures into the 40s for the afternoon. A couple of showers for the morning. Some peaks of sun midday afternoon. Winds will shift around west-northwest at 15 to 25 and gusty. Colder air tomorrow night. Lows near 30. Windy, colder, but more seasonal highs for the day on Sunday. Maybe a snow flurry or two around with a high to about 37. Up near 40 on Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday, both days. Perhaps a couple of morning snow flurries around. 42 on Tuesday. Highs to 44 on Wednesday. 40s for Thursday. Close to 50 and above for next Friday and the following weekend. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I knew him back when he was a cabbie. Now, look at him now. Jimmy Failla, what the heck?
Whoa, Stevie J. What's a big deal.
You're a big deal, man. Where do you buy your suit coats? I'm serious.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I don't buy them at Baby Gap like Gutfeld. I get him at a host of places. I mean, that's why he gives me a hard time. If you watch me on a show, he's always like, Jimmy, your jacket doesn't. Greg is just mad because I couldn't pick him up in my taxi because we don't have a kid. But here's the truth, CBJ. I buy them all over the place. I'm in Texas tomorrow. I don't doubt I'll go shopping for my stand-up shows. But I do. I don't have like a dedicated site. I go to our one store. Otherwise, I could probably get like an endorsement deal because I wear so much wild fashion.
No question.
I love it.
Maybe someday.
All right. You've written a book, Cancel Culture Dictionary, an A to Z guide to winning the war on fun. How's that going?
Yes, ma'am. Well, there's two things everyone needs to know. One is if you read two paragraphs, it'll become abundantly clear that I wrote this myself. Okay? This isn't one of those, this guy's all over TV, let's get a ghostwriter and sell some books off the back of his name. This is a me to you, a gift to America that will actually help the country. And the reason I say that, and I mean it, I'm not being arrogant, is as a comedian, as a cab driver, I have watched society evolve from a place where we used to have escapism, things we went to put our political differences aside, comedy, music, movies, sports, okay? Because of cancel culture, people in every one of those fields have been fired from their jobs for taking the wrong political position or making an off-color comment, something that, to be honest with you, okay, has always existed in our society but didn't necessarily result in the career death penalty. Okay, the fact that we're there now means a lot of the sources that used to bring us joy have now become sources of angst, sources of political division. And what my book is doing, okay, it's not a dictionary, obviously. If anything, you know, they think I need to spend more time reading a dictionary. But, right. You know, every chapter is a letter of the alphabet that stands for something or someone that got canceled. For instance, A is Aunt Jemima. In the summer of 2020, they're like, America's systemically racist. I got it. We'll whack the syrup later, okay? Yeah. But what did that actually do? Nothing. Schools are still bad, okay? Crime is still up. And the only thing we did in the name of some type of racial equality was screw a black family out of royalty checks. Okay, that's not actual progress. It's not activism. It's slacktivism. And what the book focuses on is a comedic take on how all of these things keep happening. Nothing keeps getting better. Because the truth is, cancel culture only exists because of social media. But it was around before social media. We had a word for these people 20 years ago. They were called losers. Okay. And social media let a lot of losers find each other and rally sentiments. But the world is going to turn the page because of your main man, Jimmy Fallon, who is, I'm being honest with you, I write at a third grade level, so it's easy to read and it's a lot of fun.
Well, okay. So if we continue on with the same policies for four more years next year, this isn't going to be any good. Things are just, what's going well for Joe Biden, Mr. Fallon?
Ooh. That's a great one. Well, he's made it up the plain stairs in one try last week. You know, progress.
Yeah, it's not always. I mean, seriously, what is, as they said in Apollo 13, what on this spacecraft works?
Right.
I mean, what the heck? I mean, Jimmy, we've got so many issues, and then I got to deal with Hunter Biden stuff. What are we doing, man? Why, I need you to fix stuff like the border, crime, and inflation. Come on,
listen,
man.
I write about them at great length in my book. If everyone goes to foxnewsbooks.com, I might solve these problems. Right now, this is the problem I'll give you, okay, for real. And the reason I am so shamelessly plugging this book, Stevie J and Diane, is if one listener were to buy this book, you would double my sales. Okay? Right now we have my mom. My Aunt Fran said she's a maybe. So we're hoping to get Aunt Fran on board. I can't guarantee you we will.
Maybe.
But in terms of Biden, so you understand, okay, the reason, and this is, you know, people are like, well, Hunter's indicted. He's never going to run. You know, this is them telling him to go. They do want him to go, okay, but it's hard to get an incumbent off the ticket, as you guys know. And the fact that these are federal charges means Biden will maintain some pardon power if he stays in office. So what this whole thing comes down to now is if this trial is set for beyond 2024, meaning like February 2024, then they may get him off the ticket. Meaning, you know, if Hunter goes on trial in August, gets found guilty, Biden can pardon him between then and the end of his term. But what I think this could ultimately result in is if Hunter is going to be charged or tried anyway in 2024, they can say to Biden now, hey, man, get off the ticket.
the kid will get a plea deal in January, and that'll be the end of it. And that's how I think this could play out. Because I don't think I'm breaking news when I tell you that Gavin Newsom is running for president.
But a crowbar wouldn't get Kamala Harris out of that office. Come on. I mean,
well, this is the problem with the liberals, okay? Yeah. Because of identity politics, they need to replace her with a woman of color. So I'm thinking, I guess, that opens it up for Elizabeth Warren.
There you go. Yeah, because of the Indian heritage, of course. Okay. It's Jimmy Failla. How tall is your son now?
Ooh, Lincoln Failla is a legit 6'5".
Wow. Hey, he's like 11. Well, how old is he?
he turned 15 like a week ago.
Unbelievable. Okay. 6'5". Jimmy, how tall? You're not that tall.
I'm 6'1".
Wow.
But my wife is tall. My wife is about 5'11".
Okay. All right. Well,
and, you know, wow. She grew up on a dairy farm. She had no idea how much better she could do at the time we met.
Well, what is Lincoln? I mean, does he play the violin? Does he play sports? What's he do? I mean, that's a tall boy.
Interesting. So yes to both. So Lincoln oddly does play the violin.
No kidding.
I think he must like a girl in the orchestra. I don't know how that became a thing. He plays the violin, but he's a captain of his football team. He starts. He's a defensive end, and he's a left tackle.
Wow.
And he's good. I mean, he's good. He's like 6'5", 225. But you know what? I want to say this really quick without getting like wildly political. Lincoln's journey to being a sports star, okay, only started 2 years ago. Okay, 2 years ago, he was still playing a lot of Fortnite, a lot of video games. He likes his dirty jokes. He likes coming on my radio show. Okay, but 2 years ago, at the tail end of the pandemic, he started to consume a lot of sports. He became very competitive. He started to lift weights. He grew into that kid. And that's the biggest argument I make to people against doing something to their child before they're fully grown. Like, if you want to alter your body, I think if you wait till the age of 18, of course we all support it. It's America. Do whatever the heck you want. But I don't think you should do it to minors, if only because in my personal experience, if I would have locked age 10 Lincoln into a permanent version of who he was, he would have missed out on 99% of the joy he now realizes from playing sports.
Cancel Culture Dictionary, an A to Z guide to winning the war on fun. By the way, Lincoln, your son has a deep voice. I've noted that, too.
He does. He sounds like the toughest guy in prison. He does.
So stations you on now, Jimmy?
Ooh, 155.
What? You were like 48 last time I talked to you. He's exploding.
Impressive.
Exploding.
Yeah. Thank you. We started on 27.
Wow.
And there's a big market. You got to understand, this is what my show is for everybody listening. This is it. It sums up two things. It's common sense and cold beer. That's what's coming at you. Cold beer and common sense. That's really what it is.
I like it.
Okay, I'm not telling you I'm drunk on the air every day, although it was touch and go yesterday. But I am telling you, I am bargaining with everyone listening in good faith. I'm not here on behalf of the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. I'm a comedian. I am here on behalf of the Keg Party. I'm trying to get society. That's the point of my book.
Yeah.
It's not like a right-wing call to arms. It's a societal call to just chill out.
Yeah.
We got to chill out. We're not going to win. Like, we can't out-argue each other when it comes to politics because we don't even prioritize the same issues. So there's no way you're going to yell the other side into agreeing with you. They don't care what you care about.
Yeah.
But they do care about fun. They do care about joy. So what I'm trying to do is recalibrate the compass so the things that bring us joy are off limits. Go enjoy a ball game. Go enjoy a song. Have a good time. Forget about politics for a few minutes. And we can meet you on Twitter to fight when we're done. But that's what I'm trying to give back to the world. And I think if we get there, we have a chance.
Ladies and gentlemen, buy Jimmy's book. If you buy two, you will triple his sales.
Yes.
It's huge.
Jimmy
and Fran just heard this interview. Aunt Fran said she's a maybe now after this.
Okay.
Jimmy Failla, Faila. You hear him syndicated. How can people listen to your radio show too?
You get on the Fox News app and click listen. Go to foxacrossamerica.com. Anything. Okay. These people need to know whether you ever listen to me again or not. As I am here to help, I'm new to media. I'm now all over your TV. I'll be on the 5 today filling in for Greg Gutfeld at 5 o'clock on the East Coast. I am new to this game, and I'm really trying to use the influence I have to help you in whatever way I can. And I can't promise you that'll last forever. They say people make money in this business and become monsters. Who knows? In 3 years, I might be a real dirtbag. But let's take advantage of that window we have in the meantime, and let's try to help the world.
It's Jimmy Failla, Cancel Culture Dictionary, an A to Z guide to winning the war on fun. You hear him on radio every day as well. Jimmy, Faila, always a pleasure, my friend. Well done.
Love you, Stevie J and Diane. Be good.
Have a good one.
You as well. Jimmy Failla, ESPN 93.5. All right, check your sports headlines, Diane.
Number 20, Illinois, taking on number 17, Tennessee, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Go Illini. We've got our women's basketball team in action against Michigan. That's Sunday at 2. I know trending locally, Central and Urbana. I haven't been keeping up with, you know, local basketball very much, but it is always fun when there's crosstown rivalry going on. As far as the Big Ten, Iowa State took down the Iowa Hawkeyes. I just love it when the Hawkeyes get beat. 90-65 was the final. And also trending as far as college sport, Duke hires Penn State's defensive coordinator Manny Diaz as their head coach. On to the NFL, New England Patriots over Pittsburgh's Pirates, 21-18. Looking forward to some games, maybe heading to Pia, 1609 West Springfield Avenue. We love to spotlight the Chicago Bears, 4-8 on the season, especially when they take on the Detroit Lions from Soldier Field. And what's happening with Justin Fields? Is he going to stay with the team? Panthers and Saints for you, Stevie. And the Colts are in Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. Didn't they recently win? And it was like an extended overtime game. And
yeah, Colts have done much better without their starting quarterback, I mean, than expected. So right. They're in the playoff hunt. At Cincinnati, Cincinnati's backup quarterback's pretty good.
I feel like Cincinnati just played Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, they beat them.
And won overtime. In the last second.
That was overtime.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised they've got this quick turnaround for them on this game coming up Sunday.
Well, some of these games, they play Sunday and play Thursday in some of these cases.
Right.
By Thursday, you're still like hurting from the Sunday.
It's right.
These NFL schedules, nobody feels sorry for them because they all make good money, but your body, nobody ever really thinks – because why would we? But when these guys are 40, they're not moving very well.
Speaking of all that, L.A. Lakers over the New Orleans Pelicans, 135-89 with LeBron James, 30 points in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Does he go in, kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters, saying, just pass it to me, and I want to make this quick. And then I want to sit down and rest because we got this big in-season tournament tomorrow against the Pacers.
Johnny said it, I think, best when he said he probably can't win a seven-game series anymore. He's like 40, 39 or 40, right. But he can win one. And so Johnny thinks, and he follows the NBA pretty closely, he thinks that Lakers are going to beat Indianapolis for sure, for sure, the Pacers.
The Pacers won over the Bucks yesterday, 128-119. That's essentially sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right, check your weather with Greg one more time for your weekend. Coming up.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Illini fans, taste what's special about Jet's Pizza by ordering any of their specialty pizzas for $5 off. That's right, $5 off on all specialty pizzas like the barbecue chicken pizza, chicken grilled to perfection, premium mozzarella, bacon, red onion, and barbecue sauce all piled onto Jet's amazing crust made from dough they make fresh every day. There's also their super special all meaty chicken bacon ranch and more, all $5 off. Make your day special and order a Jet's specialty pizza for $5 off.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you can save an average of $889. The Brian Hansen State Farm Agency is ready to help you combine home and auto and save in Champaign-Urbana. Call 217-344-1900 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
All righty, one more time, Mr. Meteorologist.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Ben Evans Saturday. Hopefully, you're able to get out and enjoy yesterday's weather equally fine, if not better, for the day today. Next weather system will come in as out of the southern plains and generate a wide and expansive outbreak of a couple of rounds of rainfall later on tonight and tomorrow morning. Tomorrow appearing not to be a complete wash. Definitely some chillier days ahead for Sunday and into the early part of next week. Another big warm-up slated after that. 57 the forecast high, even a 60 south of Champaign County. Partly sunny skies, an isolated shower to our west and south late this afternoon, and a couple of showers and spots this evening. Otherwise, widespread rains after midnight tonight. Mild lows near 50. Tomorrow, windy, turning cooler of air, but cloudy skies. A couple of rounds of showers for the morning. Largely dry afternoon, the high to about 55, then falling temperatures in the 40s in the afternoon. Breezy, colder, down to 34 tomorrow night. Maybe a snowflake around, and 37 on Sunday. Up near 40 on Monday with sunshine. Another snow flurry chance for Tuesday and Wednesday next week with high temperatures, again, in the lower 40s. For Stevie G. Brock, casting epidotus, Greg Solier.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc. Fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 435120.
Okay, so you got a Christmas tree lighting tonight?
Yay! It's not tonight, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I've got my ugly sweater picked out. In fact, Mike won a prize this week with the Illini Collector Car Club. It has a wiener dog on it, and it says Dachshund Through the Snow. Dashing through the snow.
I got you. That'd win.
Exactly. There's a different prize at every bar, the five taverns in Tolona. We're doing a bar crawl right after the tree lighting. Yes.
I don't know. Do people keep sweaters? That used to be a thing.
I know.
I used to have a lot of sweaters.
But this is actually, you know, ugly it's sweater. Not ugly. It's just funny. People get, like, I have a llama with sunglasses on, and he's wearing
when
a Santa
cap. When did you get that?
I mean, like 3 years ago.
Okay, so you bought for this person.
Right.
Okay.
So
where do you buy like those?
They're all over the box store places, and it's just like the cheesy decorations.
I have not received a sweater or bought a sweater in 2 decades.
Right.
So in the 80s, I wore one.
And you know, you could wear something rainbow, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor style, you probably wouldn't win a prize because it's not a funny Christmas sweater.
Okay.
So, but whatever.
All right, so that's a thing. Gotcha.
So that's new to our celebration, but really starting at 9 a.m., you can hop and shop two locations with the vendors and entrepreneurs and crafts and arts and all that.
All right.
Tolono's Masonic Hall and downtown. Various churches like St. Pat's is doing donuts and make and take ornaments. You can have the ornaments on our tree at 6 o'clock for the tree lighting ceremony, similar to how Philo Library did it on Sunday with the carols and everything. And we've got Unity West Choir coming out, and that should be a lot of fun.
All right.
We've also got the Mary Beth Farms and their rides, but they're $40 for four people to ride, and there's 15-minute slots from the library, so it's a little complicated, and I think it's full. So I'm not really promoting
those
that.
Those are always full.
But it's awesome.
All right, all at Tolono tomorrow.
Yes.
A big day there.
And see our Facebook page for more details.
Okay, so we have a Stever. It's PDR Automotive. I'm doing a complete vehicle inspection. If you want one of those, need one of those, go to GoStever.com. And you are welcome to enter. You'll get an email tonight. If you're one of our winners from PDR Automotive, you'll get a nice printout of what your car's status is and things to look out for, which is always handy to know all of that. All right, so again, Illinois, Knoxville tomorrow. We're excited to see how we do. I mean, again, kind of playing with house money, as we mentioned. You won two of these three. Yeah, we want to win all three. Why not? I mean, the Athletic, which is a very reputable online sports thing that you can subscribe to. The Athletic has us at number 9 now in the nation,
following our impressive wins the last week.
Excellent.
We'll get the official, you know, AP, whatever it is now.
Is that Sunday night or Monday morning?
Monday morning, mm-hmm. I think. It comes out Monday. And again, if we lose to Tennessee, I would still think we'd be 15th. If we beat three in a row, I think we could be 10 or 12. I don't think there's any doubt about it, because if you beat the 11, you beat the 17 on the road, and then you do what you did at the rack with Rutgers, I don't know. We'll see. But
and it's great, but it does make the target louder on your back.
If you're going to be a good basketball team, you get used to stuff like that.
You've got to be ready for that.
When we were number one for 29 straight games back in 05, everybody wanted to get us. It just could they. And they didn't until Ohio State, which was a guy's foot on the line? Anyway, who remembers this 18 years ago?
Yeah, I do remember that.
All right, it's time for the Greeny Show coming up next on ESPN. The boys this afternoon on Derek's on the road again to Knoxville.
Okay, so Lon's up?
I think
so. They keep tag-teaming each other.
It's kind of fun. New surprise every day.
Exactly.
Who's in today?
On the drive.
Yeah, because hard to predict.
Well, and they're both
schedule.
In such great parenting chapters of life.
Well, I mean, but
it's nice of you to be flexible, Stevie J.
Derek is on the road. He does cover all the games, so that's that. And then Lon's here, but Lon and Derek haven't been together this week.
I know.
Kyle Tosk, who's got this winter break coming
right.
up, Christmas break.
I know.
What are we going to do? All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Enjoy the weekend.
Monday. We'll see you Monday.
That's right.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Have a blessed weekend.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Don't miss your chance to cheer on Fighting Illini basketball this season.
Deafening in here, 15,000, another shutout.
We need all of Illini Nation to help us defend State Farm Center.
And Illinois overcomes their largest deficit of the season.
Great seat locations are still available for you to see Illinois basketball live this season.
The Illini win it!
Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window, and we're proud to be your choice for the 2021 People's Choice Awards for the third year in a row. We want to say thank you by offering buy one, get one, 50% off on all windows. And you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks. So call today or visit us at kramersiding.com. And remember, at Kramer Siding and Window, you have a friend in the business.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing.
Pards in Urbana, 306 North Maple. You can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com, Pards.com.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
The mood is right, the spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the